Surah Ibrahim, verses 13 to 20.
Find all the objections of the kuffar regarding tawheed, regarding risala and prophethood, and regarding the day of qiyamah. So we continue from that discussion. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa qala alladhina kafaru li rusulihim lanukhrijannakum min ardina aw la ta'udunna fi millatina. And those who disbelieve said to their messengers, lanukhrijannakum, we shall banish you from our land, or you will return to our religious path. Aw la ta'udunna fi millatina, or you will return to our religious path. Since the messengers of Allah generally remained quiet about the kufr and shirk of their people prior to their official appointment as prophets of Allah, people presumed that they were also on their religious path. Therefore they said, "Oh, you will return to our religious path." Nevertheless, فَأَوْحَى إِلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ, so their Lord consoled them and revealed to them, to the messengers, they will not be able to banish you. Instead, لَنُهْلِكَنَّ الظَّالِمِينَ, we will certainly destroy these wrongdoers. And وَلَنُسْكِنَنَّكُمُ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ, after destroying them, we shall settle you in the land. ذَلِكَ لِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامِي, and that promise is not exclusively to you, but for every person who fears standing before me one day. خَافَ مَقَامِي وَخَافَ وَعِيدٍ, and who fears my warnings. And when the disbelievers did not accept the message of the messengers of Allah, they warned them about the divine punishment awaiting them for rejecting it. وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا, and these disbelievers, on account of sheer ignorance and rebellion, were so audacious that they sought immediate judgment. وَاسْتَفْتَحُوا وَخَابَ كُلُّ جَبَّارٍ عَنِيدٍ, but when the judgment of Allah was passed and punishment was unleashed, then every obstinate oppressor was left unfulfilled. Why? They were under the false impression of being upon truth, and that they would prevail, but their aspirations were left unfulfilled. So that happened to them in this dunya. In the akhirah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayah number 16, min wara'ihi jahannam, and besides the punishment they face in this world, ahead of them is hell. And its punishment, وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ, what is some of its punishment? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, وَيُسْقَى مِنْ مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ, and they will be given water, مَاءٍ صَدِيدٍ, resembling blood and pus. يَتَجَرَّعُهُ, on account of dire thirst, they will sip it with great difficulty. وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ, and due to its intense heat, this liquid which is like blood and pus, on account of its intense heat and disgusting taste, وَلَا يَكَادُ يُسِيغُهُ, they will be unable to swallow it easily. But they will be so thirsty, they will be forced to drink it. وَيَأْتِيهِ الْمَوْتُ مِنْ كُلِّ مَكَانٍ, and the causes of death will approach them from every angle. وَمَا هُوَ بِمَيِّتٍ, but death would not overcome them. Every reason why they should be dying will happen, but they will not die, and they will remain in this extreme state of suffering. And this is not a standard measure of punishment that will be meted out forever. Instead, وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِ عَذَابٌ غَلِيدٌ, and lying in store for them is an even more intense punishment, so they will not be able to get habituated to a single type of torment. Now, as far as the Akhirah is concerned, there were four false perceptions. You can read about it in the lengthy passage. We are going to ayah number 18. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ, for those disbelievers who maintain that they would secure salvation in the hereafter through their good deeds, because some of them did good deeds in this world, they should know that the following rule applies to their deeds. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ, the condition of those who disbelieve in their Lord in respect of their deeds is such, karamad, that it can be likened to ash. Ash is extremely light. And اشتدت به الريح في يوم عاسف, ash which a fierce wind scatters on a windy day, leaving no trace of any of it. So their actions are like this. In this manner, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, لا يقدرون على شيء على لا يقدرون مما كسبوا على شيء. They shall gain nothing of benefit from what they have done. Why? Because the actions of a kafir are rejected. ذلك هو الضلال البعيد. That is remote deviation, as they lived with the false hope of benefiting from their deeds, only to discover that it will all be in vain. Number 2, ayah number 19. And if they feel that resurrection is impossible, therefore there is no question of being punished in an afterlife, then the response to them is as follows. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ بِالْحَقِّ. Do you not consider that Allah has created the heavens and the earth with a purpose, with order and system? That reveals His ability to do as He wishes. Look at how mighty Allah is. And since He has the ability to do as He wishes, إِن يَشَأْ يُذْهِبْكُمْ. If He wishes, He can eliminate you if He wills. وَيَأْتِ بِخَلْقٍ جَدِيدٍ. And He can replace you with a new creation. وَمَا ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ بِعَزِيزٍ. Ayah 20. And that is not difficult for Allah at all. Therefore, if He could replace you with another creation if He wills, it is equally possible for Him to resurrect you when He wishes. So your assumption that you would face no punishment in the afterlife because resurrection is impossible, that has been dispelled. Number third situation, the fourth one will be mentioned tomorrow. The third one is وَبَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا. And if they feel that their leaders would rescue them from any future difficulty, then know that on the day of resurrection, بَرَزُوا لِلَّهِ جَمِيعًا, they shall all appear and be presented before Allah. فَقَالَ الضُّعَفَاءُ لِلَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا. Then the lower class, those who followed the prominent ones, they would resentfully say to those who behave arrogantly on this earth, they would say to them, Inna kunna lakum taba'a. We had been your followers in this world, and we subscribe to what you had been promoting. Now that we are in this great distress, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُغْنُونَ عَنَّا مِنْ عَذَابِ اللَّهِ مِنْ شَيْءٍ. Can you avail us against the punishment of Allah in some way at least, if not totally? قَالُوا, they will reply, لَوْ هَدَانَ اللَّهُ لَهَدَيْنَاكُمْ. Let alone saving you, we cannot even save ourselves this day. Had Allah guided us, we would have guided you. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا, it is all the same. أَجَزِعْنَا, whether we show patience, أَمْ صَبَرْنَا, or we express distress. مَا لَنَا مِنْ مَحِيصٍ, there is no escape for us. And by this discussion, salvation through any assistance from their leaders will also not be an option. Inshallah, we'll continue.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين كفروا لرسلهم لنخرجنكم من أرضنا أو لتعودن في ملتنا. فأوحى إليهم ربهم لنهلكن الظالمين. ولنسكننكم الأرض من بعدهم. ذلك لمن خاف مقامي وخاف وعيد. واستفتحوا وخاب كل جبار عنيد. من ورائه جهنم ويسقى من ماء صديد. يتجرعه ولا يكاد يسيغه ويأتيه الموت من كل مكان وما هو بميت ومن ورائه عذاب غليظ. مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ كَرَمَادٍ اشْتَدَّتْ بِهِ الرِّيحُ فِي يَوْمٍ عَاصِفٍ لَا يَقْدِرُونَ مِمَّا كَسَبُوا عَلَى شَيْءٍ ذَلِكَ هُوَ ضلال البعيد ألم تر أن الله خلق السماوات والأرض بالحق إن يشأ يذهبكم ويأتي بخلق جديد وما ذلك على الله بعزيز وبرزوا لله جميعا فقال الضعفاء للذين استكبروا إنا كنا لكم تبعا فهل أنتم مغنون عنا من عذاب الله من شيء قالوا لو هدانا الله لهديناكم سواء علينا أجزعنا أم صبرنا ما لنا من محيص
آمنت بالله صدق الله العظيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته